Yeah, they're seeing how fleshly this is here.
Oh, yeah, I was just telling my brothers on a video call, I've had like five or six people already come up to me and go, you were right what you're saying. I said, I don't have any truth. I'm just preaching the oracles of God, the doctors. They said, this is like a rock show. This is like carnal flesh fest. I used to do this when I was a drunk and party.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is not of God. See, this is entertainment.
That's what I was just telling them, like, look at how people are dressed around here.
Yeah, oh, thank you. We've been out here since 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Wow. No, our church preaches just about, you know, the basics of the doctrine.
Can I ask you what's the name of it?
Yeah, it's an apostle.
Jesus told me apostolic.
Yeah, Johnson. Yep.
So I would ask you, I'm sure they got more right than this, but they have all things right. So I would ask you things like the gospel that they proclaim, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I think we all agree on that.
Yes,
for salvation.
Amen.
Repentance.
Yes.
But hold on now. I love you guys. Everybody uses the word repentance, but they don't use it rightly and they don't apply it rightly. It's like marriage. I have a wife. Should I love her and be faithful to her?
Yes.
What if I tell you I'm faithful to her, but then you find out I cheat like twice a year with another woman? Well, come on, guys. I'm faithful most of the time, right? So repentance, I don't do that with my wife. So repentance is coming out of the world and coming out of every false way, changing your mind and turning your direction.
Yes.
And coming even out of false church ways that you know once you know it's false. So Jesus' first ministry words were repent or perish. If you don't repent of all sin, you're going to die in your sin. So these churches today don't preach full repentance because they don't call you out of the world. If you're still into sports and politics and entertainment and movies and video games, you're still in the world. Your church has not called you to the full repentance. If you don't dress your temples biblically, you're talking about dress. Men should dress a certain way. God actually dressed us. I have articles on that. So I think your church probably has more holiness, but guess what? Here's the world. Here's the Baptist church. Here's maybe the apostolic church. This is the holiness God calls us to. And we're not saved by our works, but we're saved by our saving faith in Jesus. And by his shed blood, you repent. You're born of God. And when you are truly born of God and you have the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of truth in you,
the Holy Ghost,
where does he lead you? To truth and holiness or to worldliness?
It's up to us too. It's up to us too.
It is. We have to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm calling this out, because most of these people have not left the world. They have not left the false churches. Do you guys practice like Christmas and Easter?
No.
You guys don't even acknowledge it at your church?
No.
No Christmas, no Easter. I'm going to look up this church. What's the name of it?
Jeremiah chapter 10, man.
Yeah. Well, but a lot of them don't do Christmas trees, but they still recognize the holiday.
No.
Okay.
It's pagan.
It is pagan. What's the name of it again?
It's Jesus Only Apostolic Church of Truth.
What
church
town?
Of holiness.
Here.
I'm going to look it up. I'm making an audio, if that's okay. I'm going to look it up. I'll remember that in audio. And but the Bible would teach you to dress your temples biblically, come out of the world. Ready? If I was your pastor and I knew you were coming here, I would have rebuked you.
I didn't know how I was going to be.
Yeah. I would have known. I'm a shepherd. I am an elder. And I overlook my sheep. I would never let them come here. So I think they're kind of dropping the ball a little bit on you. So you have my email?
Nah, because he would freak out. I didn't know.
You what?
I didn't
he
know.
He would have freaked out. He isn't known to be here.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Then you need to repent of that. You should be
exactly
taking your elder's lead.
Yeah.
And following and going deep in the scriptures. But I'm going to look that up, because if it's a really biblical... Do they teach women to cover their heads? All the time.
Their heads, to wear skirts and to cover their heads with their man, basically. And to follow the man is...
Yeah.
Man.
See, so they're feminized. See, my wife wears a head covering. So does that lady. The Bible always taught head covering, 1 Corinthians 11. And it's a cloth veil. It's not man as her covering. Because Paul said it's a sign for angels. That would mean that a single woman has no head covering. That's ridiculous. She covers her head. Her long hair is given to her by nature. So her long hair is not her covering, because if her long hair is her covering, the Bible says that men are supposed to not be covered. So if long hair is your covering, what would men have to do?
Have long hair.
No.
But Jesus.
No, to be uncovered, we'd have to shave our heads. Now, I'm bald, but you're not. You'd all have to shave your heads. Okay? So I have articles on all this at my teaching blog. Go much deeper. Even test your pastor. You should. Test your church system. Ready? Sunday's not the Lord's day.
Saturday.
No, well, it was, but I don't keep Saturday now. Jesus, we're resting in Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, so they a lot of them teach it Sunday's Lord's Day. Ready? The building-centered faith. God did away with that. I would be terrified.
Our pastor says that all the time.
Do you have a building?
Yes, we do have a built team, but it's not because that's where we
So your money goes to promote a building when all the apostles met in homes. How many people are in your body?
Like 25.
You don't need a building. You can meet in a park. You can meet in somebody's house. Save your money. Use it for the gospel and widows. See what I'm saying? They're following the evangelical model that's not fully of God. So my website has a 10-point test. Test yourself. Go much deeper. Sound good?
All right. Yes.
Love you.
What's your website?
Did you get a gospel card?
Okay,
that's my own gospel card. Don'tperish.com. And my email's on there.
I'll look for it.
Here. You'll love this. There's going to be a testing of this place. There's going to be my videos and street preaching audios. There's a testing of John Cooper from Skillet, which this, ready? Skillet's going to be playing up here pretty soon. Guess what? Skillet played at Hellfest. Hellfest is a place where all the demonic worship, Satan worshiping bands play. I got a video of him like doing this. You know what this is?
Yeah.
I got John Cooper.
A lot of the preachers off of Hillside saw him do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's wickedness. So look up those testings. They'll bless you. Maybe they'll bless your pastor, too. And then I'd love to hear from any of you.
Okay.
All right. God be praying. Love you.
Yeah. Love you too, bro.